AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Two people dead in Nashville, Arkansas. 10 people missing in tiny Van, Texas. A rash of tornadoes moved across the nation's midsection over the weekend, slamming into parts of several states. Almost one-third of the town of Van has been damaged, say Texas authorities. In addition to the 10 people who are missing, more than 26 have been taken to hospitals. The utility company called Oncore is reporting thousands of residents have no electricity. Chuck Allen is the county fire marshal.
First priority is get back in here and let's make sure that we don't have any gas leaks. When Oncore goes in and re-energizes everything, that we don't have a fire as a result of that. And also identify if we do have any other missing people, that we get them all accounted for.
Residents of the tornado-ravaged South Dakota town of Delmont are now being allowed back into their community for just 10 hours to assess their property. Three men and a woman charged in connection with the killings of two police officers in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, have a first court appearance today. R.J. Reeves is in Hattiesburg.
Two people are each charged with two counts of capital murder. That's Marvin Banks and Joni Calloway. Two other people are charged with related offenses. Marvin Banks' brother, Curtis Banks, is charged with being an accessory to murder after the fact. The fourth person, Cornelius Clark, was arrested on a charge of obstruction of justice.
The inmates controlled at least part of the prison in Tecumseh, Nebraska over the weekend. This began when a large group of prisoners began gathering in one area and staffers tried to break it up. Things turned violent. This morning, law enforcement has retaken the prison. Two inmates were found dead there. China is seeing a spike in the number of air travelers trying to open emergency doors on airplanes. They put one guy on trial this morning. This is AP Radio News. Secretary of State John Kerry is going to Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin. Our national security correspondent Sagar Magani tells us why.
Kerry has not been to Russia since the Ukraine crisis broke out, but tomorrow he'll meet with Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Sochi. Relations between Washington and Moscow had been badly strained over Ukraine, where the U.S. and other Western nations accuse Russia of backing separatists with weapons and manpower. Moscow denies that, and again today is blaming the U.S. for the unrest in Ukraine, while saying it hopes Kerry's visit will help normalize relations. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Cuban president, Raul Castro, visited the Vatican yesterday and was so impressed with Pope Francis, he said he might return to the church. He went to the Vatican to thank Francis for his help in thawing relations between Havana and Washington. The Dow is down 8 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.